line. Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God. Praise it's a blessing Lord. To be before you one more time again. Amen. It's a blessing to be, amen, here today. Amen. We have an awesome, amen, woman of God in our presence today. Praise God. First, I'm your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney.
Host Americus Cheney.
Praise God. Amen. And it's a blessing. Amen. I'm going to introduce to you, it's a prolific, anointed woman of God. Amen. Amen. Appointed by God, amen. I'm not going to say a first name because I mess it up every time, amen. But we have Apostle Bates, amen, in the studio today, amen. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. And she is awesome, amen. I tell you, a lot of times when I read a lot of stuff that she, praise God, right, it is awesome. Amen. Blesses me, amen. If you want to get an awesome word from the Apostle, amen. Just read it. Amen. Because God be using an awesome and mighty way. And I told the woman of God, we have to get you in here today. Praise God. And she's going to tell us, amen, and just allow the Lord to use in an awesome and mighty way. She's going to tell us what God is doing in this timing. Amen. I'm giving the phone number. You can call in for prayer. Allow the woman of God, the apostle, to pray for you. Amen. Give you a prophetic word. The phone number you can call in is 904-296-2251, 904-296-2251. Amen. Well, Apostle, can you tell us what God is doing in this time and in this season right now?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. And thank you again for inviting me, Apostle Cheney.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me and speak to me in regarding revival.
Amen.
We've been hearing the word revival, and we've been hearing the talk about it. We've been hearing people speak on it, but we have not yet experienced revival in the grounds of Jacksonville. Now, we've had isolated revivals. We've had church revivals. Hallelujah. We've had people preparing for revival, but however, God is making the city, he's making the people in the city, the leaders, he's making them more conducive.
Yes.
In order to bring in the spirit of revival.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So God wants the spirit of revival to hit the land, to hit the city. But in order for revival to take place, and not just a regular revival, but God said there's an apostolic and prophetic revival that's gonna sprout up, that's gonna bloom here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God says that before I can do that, I am going to bring unity.
That is awesome. Yes.
There has to be unity between the leaders. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There has to be a love. We need to learn how to walk with a love walk and not allow differences of opinion, not allow jealousies.
Come on.
And the spirit of competition is so heavy.
Woo.
And the spirit of jealousy is so heavy. But God is, what he's doing, he said to me on the other day, he said, what I'm doing is I'm unpolluting the apostolic and the prophetic office.
Yes.
He's bringing a cleansing. And so he's unpolluting the apostolic and prophetic office. He's unpolluting the apostolic and prophetic gifts. And he's unpolluting the apostolic and prophetic anointing.
Yes. Yes.
And so God said, you cannot put new wine in old wineskin.
Yes.
So God
said,
I'm bringing a new wine in this city. Oh, my God. He's bringing a new wine in the city. And God says, I'm going to begin to pour out revival, not just only in the nation, but it has to happen in our territory. It has to happen in our region first.
Glory,
yes.
Glory,
so God is going to pour out his fresh anointing, his fresh oil. But we have to come together as leaders on one accord.
My God, that is awesome. That is powerful. Amen. Oh, that is powerful, Apostle.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You heard Apostle. She said, it's time for revival. But she's telling us how God say he want it done. Amen. That's so powerful how you're addressing it. Amen. Praise God. Remember, you can call in to 904-296-2251. Amen. If you need prayer, amen. If you need a prophetic word, call in, praise God. Apostle, will you say with this revival, will we start seeing the signs and wonders once they take place? Well, yes. God, the signs and wonders that people been saying that we haven't been seeing for years and years, were you doing this revival? You believe that we will see signs and wonders?
Yes, absolutely. I do believe that there has been an initialization.
Mm-hmm.
It has been initialized,
mm-hmm.
but it hasn't come into the full fruition. And we will see the signs. We will see the miracles. We will see the wonders of God's movement in this city, in the earth, but in this city. Because of the things that are happening around, like all the crime and all the murders and other things that are happening in the city, even some political things, transformations are taking place, and so God is setting it up. He's setting the stage for revival through these things because it's going to cause a birthing to take place.
Yes, wow.
Because it's going to push the people of God to come together,
woo,
like never before. Even the spirit of intercession going out. We have to stay on the wall in order for God to come in. Even when when I was reading about the disciples, when they were in the upper room, they came on one accord.
Yes.
They were on one accord. Yes. And what? The Spirit of God came in there like a what? A mighty rushing wind.
Yes.
And that is how the Spirit of God wants to move in this place. That's how that's how God wants to move in this city, in this region, in this territory. He wants there to be a strong wind of revival because guess what? Through revival, there's going to be deliverance.
Yes.
There's going to be healing.
Yes.
There's going to be miracle manifestation.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now, through this revival, do you believe that, because, you know, we got so much going on now in the city. It's so much crime, more rapid than anything. Will you say that a lot of that's taking place because a lot of people have pushed away from church? You know, they left their first love, you see, and a lot of people are not praying in the city, for the political like they should. You think that's probably why we having so much crime, would you say?
Yes, absolutely. I do believe that Jacksonville, we are the first coast.
Yes.
And anytime when something is first, it's always attacked first.
Yes.
And so
I
believe that many have, the love of God has waxed cold.
Yes.
The love of God has waxed cold. And
yes,
there has been a pulling away. Just like the word says, there will be many that fall away.
Yes.
It's going to fall off from the faith because they become what? Discouraged.
Yes. Amen.
They've lost faith.
Yes. Yes.
In the word. They lost faith in leadership.
Yes.
They've lost faith
in
church. My
God, it's good. Yes.
They've lost faith in ministry.
Yes.
And so what happens is many have fallen off from their course.
Yes.
And have been driven into other things.
Yes.
But God says, I'm about to restore.
Woo!
I'm going to bring restoration
Thank
like
you,
never
Jesus.
Before.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
And then that's when you're going to see the revival. The revival is actually going to happen with us first.
Yes.
On Woo! A personal level.
That's good. That's
and
good.
Then revival is going to happen in our homes.
My God.
And then God is going to allow revival to take place greater in the community.
Yes.
And
yes.
in the church.
And in the church. Yes.
Yes. And the Lord began to speak to me. And he said, the church, not as a whole. He said, but the church is in almost like in a, there's a battle going on.
Yes.
There's
yes,
a battle.
Yes.
And he said, but it's a fixed fight.
Yes.
It's a fixed fight, but that can be won.
My
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And God said that the anointing of God destroys yokes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So there's a yoke breaking, destroying anointing that's going to come through this city.
My God.
And God
Thank
says today,
Jesus.
I am commanding the leaders to stand up. God
Hallelujah.
Says, I'm taking my hand and I'm pushing you in the back to go forth and to move as I tell you to move,
Thank
to speak
you,
as I tell you to speak, to go as I tell you to go.
Yes.
And God said, don't be disobedient and rebellious like
Woo!
Jonah. He said, or else you will find yourself in the belly of the whale. And
my
so God,
God
says, now I'm putting my hand in your back and I'm pushing you forth to do the things of God, to speak the things of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I would believe we have a caller on the line. Amen. Go ahead, caller.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hi, I'm LaShonda. I just wanted to call in for prayer and, you know, just wanting to know what God has, like the provision for my life and
Amen.
For my family and just church and everything.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Did you say your name was LaShonda?
LaShonda.
LaShonda, God bless you today. Thank yes, you. The Spirit of the Lord would say to you, LaShonda, God says that it's all in a decision. There is a decision that you have to make. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a decision that you're going to make. And God says, when you make this decision, amen, you're going to see the hand of God move. It's almost like you've been turning around like in a whirlwind.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God says, I'm bringing stability to your situation. I'm bringing stability to your family. And God says, you've been worrying too long. You've been worrying too long. And God says, now it's praying time.
My God.
And after you make this decision, young woman of God, God says, I am going to direct your path.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I also see the word of God laying before you. And God says, as you search out scripture, hallelujah, pertaining to your situation, God says he's going to begin to give you a revelation.
My God.
There's a revelation that's going to come to you, and God's going to begin to give you wisdom concerning certain matters. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And God says, when you make this decision also, you're going to see a turnaround in your finances.
Glory.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to see a turnaround because it's almost like holes in your pocket.
Yes.
Like as soon as it comes in, it goes out.
Yes.
So hallelujah. God's going to bring a stability in the area of your finances and in your home. He's going to bring, there's going to be a peace that sets upon you. And God says, don't allow outside family members to interfere with what he's trying to do in your life.
My God. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
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 That is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We have another caller on the line. Hallelujah. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hi. My name is Dorothy.
Bless you, Dorothy. God bless you so much today.
Thank you.
First, I want to break the spirit of depression off of you.
Woo. Glory.
Sataya. I want to break the spirit of depression and repression and suppression off of your life in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. God said you have been down too long. You have been down long enough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God's getting ready to, there's a fire. There's a fire that's going to be ignited under you.
Woo!
And God says, I have used those things, even over the last 7 years, I have used those things to try to push you and to catapult you into a new place in me, says God. But now, God, there's a fire that's coming that's going to burn. And even in your body, you're going to start feeling a fire move from your head to your toes even now. In Jesus' name. That's the anointing of God is going to hit you. The power of God is going to hit your life. And God is going to ignite some things so that you can move about. God said there's been a stagnation there. And he's going to move. I see wheels turning.
My God.
I see wheels turning. And God's getting ready to move on your behalf.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Go ahead, caller.
It's the same person.
Oh, hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's the same person. Glory, glory.
Oh, it's the same person.
Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead.
Yes, I was calling in for prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hallelujah.
Can I have your name, please?
Monique.
Hi, Monique. Bless you.
Hi.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
God says that there is a spirit of revival that he wants to take place in your personal life.
Glory,
glory. Glory to God. God says, even in this season that you're in, God says he's not going to allow people to continue to use you.
My God.
And to walk over you like a rug.
Jeez.
But God says, I'm putting a boldness on the inside of you.
Thank you, Lord.
That's going to allow you to be stirred up in so many ways. I even see education. Mm. There's something with education where God is going to use as a tool to move you up and out.
Yeah.
Up and out.
Oh.
And so now I'm even stirring up the gifts that's in your belly.
Oh, shit.
Yes, he's stirring up the gifts in you. And God says, come under. He said, I don't know if you're under leadership or with leadership, but God says, begin to migrate or come into a greater dimension of leadership.
Yes,
because there's a great destiny on your life, and God wants to birth some things inside of you.
Yes.
And he says, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. And God says, there's even some things that you ask him about that you want to be delivered from. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And God says, I'm going to, today is your day. Today is your day of deliverance. Today is your day of joy. Today is your joy, your day of coming out. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And God said he's bringing a prophetic alignment in your life.
Mm.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. And he said, don't hold back. Don't have, don't hold back your prayers. Don't hold back your tears. Don't hold back your praise. Don't hold back your worship. But God said, let it go and release it now.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, I thank you for prophetically and apostolically aligning this woman of God into her rightful place and divine place in your divine will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon. My name is Sister Mary, and I'm calling in for prayer.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God is bringing a revival as it relates to your something with your hands. He's bringing a revival as something relates to something concerning business or something concerning the field of entrepreneurship.
Thank you, Lord.
My
glory,
God.
Glory, glory.
And this is going to shift. This is not only going to shake you, but it's going to shift and it's going to shake you to where you need to be. Because God said there's a shaking that's coming. I see a tree. I see a fruit tree. And I see all types of different fruits on this tree. And God's getting ready to shake off that fruit. He's getting ready to shake off the fruit that, my God, that does not remain. He said anything that does not remain is not fruitful. So he's bringing a shaking. I see almost like a, have you ever seen people like in the islands, they have the machete? So it's like God is taking a machete. And he's shaking, but he's cutting. There's a shaking and a cutting away that's happening in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God says, I'm about to bring an explosive, something explosive is about to happen for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for this woman of God. God says, no longer shall you wait. He said, today is a day of no delay. No delay for you. God says, now, because you called in, you were obedient and called in today, God says, I'm going to open up a different dispensation for you this season.
Woo!
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God says, it's in your worship, in your praise is your breakthrough.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just speak and I decree and declare a breakthrough over your life right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon is formed against you will be able to prosper.
Hallelujah.
And every tongue, And see, some of the things that you're going through is because of somebody's mouth.
My God.
Whoa. Hallelujah. But we break it now. We break it now in the name of Jesus. We break every spirit of witchcraft, mind control, manipulation, and control in the name of Jesus off of your life.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Jesus.
You, God,
we glorify you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We glorify you, Father God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Bless you. What's your name?
Deetra.
Deetra?
Yes.
Okay. There is some uncertainty. I hear the word uncertainty. But God says, I'm about to make things certain.
My God.
Because there's like almost like a question mark above your head. And and God says that there's some unanswered prayers and some things that you have brought before the altar of God. And God says, today is your day, woman of God. Today is your day. God is going to begin to reveal. He's already begun to reveal some things to you and you kind of like, kind of question it a little bit. But God said, today I'm giving you your answer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you will no longer hop between two opinions. But God says, I'm giving you something direct. I'm giving you a word that is direct.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And what's gonna happen is it's gonna sprout up in you and it's gonna begin to magnify and you're gonna begin to see with clarity and God is gonna give you direction.
Yes. Glory, 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 glory.
He's bringing direction to you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless glory. The name of the Lord.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Go ahead, caller. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, caller.
My name is Georgia.
Can you speak a little louder for us?
My name is Georgia.
Okay, go ahead.
Georgia. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I hear something about relocation.
Yes.
location, relocation. It doesn't necessarily mean in the physical matter, but it can mean in the spirit realm. God is relocating you in the spirit. There's a relocation taking place in your spirit. That means there's a revival happening in your belly. There's something that's being held up, or something that has been on hold, and God is he's bringing a release to you. There's a release, a revival. That means revival can mean several different things. It can mean a revival in your finances. It can mean a revival in your family. It can mean a revival in your the way that you do things, the way that you go about doing things. And God says, I'm bringing a wisdom to you today, and it's going to give you a clear direction on where you should go. Or you've been asking God to lead you on certain matters. And God says, even matters of the heart, matters of the heart. And God is getting ready to give you your answer.
Glory,
my
glory,
God. So you will not waste time. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Essence.
Essence.
And I'm 19, and I've just been struggling, and I feel like I'm stuck in the place that I am. I've been trying to get into school, and I've been struggling with that.
Okay, don't tell me anything. Okay. Your name is Essence, right?
Yes.
Okay. I did see that in the spirit, that she was struggling with some things concerning school, but I didn't want her to tell me.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And so one of the reasons that you're struggling, it's not because of something you've done. Sometimes we can be in the wrong environment and around the wrong crowds of people. And sometimes family can be the wrong crowds of people. And so today I'm going to decree and declare over your life that God will open up, hallelujah, praise God. He will open up an avenue for you to move to a different environment. I see a movement in your feet. And when God brings this movement to you, you're going to be able to see where the destiny that God has for you. Because your vision is a little cloudy. Your vision is not unclear. And it's not because of something you've done, but sometimes people can impart things into us, or they can say things to us, hallelujah, to discourage us. And so today, I just break all uncertainty off of you. I break the spirit of doubt off of you in Jesus' name. And I ask the spirit of the Lord that he would come in and move for you quickly.
Yes, yes.
Quickly, quickly. That he would create a miracle just for you today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Can we take one more? Do we have time? Okay, we don't have time for any more, but Apostle, can you tell them, Apostle LeGarrett Bates, can you tell them how they can reach you?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, you can reach me on Facebook.
Okay, okay.
For now, on Facebook, I'm recreating some of my pages, like my Twitter account. I'm recreating my, Instagram. So I'm recreating some things, kind of renewing some things for the year. Mm-hmm. So for now, they can contact me on Facebook.
Amen.
LeGarrett Bates.
Amen. Praise God. And y'all also have a women conference coming up. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have, in the month of May,
okay.
Me and Dr. Sean Powell are co-hosting a conference together, a women's healing and gathering meeting.
Yes.
And it's going to consist of so many different things to boost women's confidence.
Amen.
We're going to have vendors. We're going to have the whole nine yards, and it's going to be absolutely amazing and a blessing to the men. The men can come, actually.
Amen.
They're not uninvited, so they can come as well.
Amen.
We have some dynamic speakers as well.
Praise God. And what's their address? What's the address?
The name of the church is the Hospital Multicultural Center.
Okay.
So it's going to be held at that location.
Okay.
Hallelujah. And we'll give you more information as well, so maybe you can announce it for us.
Oh, I'd be glad to. Be glad to. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you coming out today. Y'all heard Apostle Bates. Awesome. I told you she's a prolific anointing woman of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we do desire that this won't be your last time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Apostle, you want to say something, Apostle Cheney?
Lord bless you for being with us.
Praise
Hopefully
the
that
Lord.
You can stay Amen. Over to the next segment.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Dr. Turner.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And thank you for being here. Praise God. Amen. Thank everyone for joining us. And we look to speak with you the next segment. If you didn't get a chance to call in, just give us a few minutes. On the next segment, you can call in. And this woman of God can also be a blessing to you as well. Amen. And thank you for joining us. Amen. And you be blessed.
You be blessed.
Joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.